The new study by PricewaterhouseCoopers says the tribe's plans to buy the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack and convert it to a casino would create as many as 7,000 jobs. It also claims it would add $500 million to the local economy. But Kenosha County Board Member Terry Rose says he's suspicious of the numbers.
I think today you can hire experts that can prove anything that you want to prove, and very frankly, I'm not confident in the picture that they paint.
Rose is an attorney who opposes the casino. He says the only people who will benefit will be lawyers like himself, who will have to deal with the problems that come with gambling addiction.
We'll have more criminal cases and more divorces and more foreclosures and more bankruptcies than ever before.
Menominee Tribal Chair Joan Delabrew says that prediction is overblown. She says the positives of the tribe's casino plan far outweigh the negatives, but she is concerned about winning public support, and she's hoping Kenosha residents pay attention to what she says is the upside.
People are not looking at the other side, that if more people are employed, there's a less draw on your human resource programs or social service programs. You have more people paying taxes. More people that if they're gainfully employed are no longer renters, they're probably home buyers.
Governor Doyle has said he would approve new tribal casinos if they have the support of local residents, but he also promised not to expand casino gambling in the state. Casino opponents in Kenosha say they will try to hold him to that promise. If the Kenosha Casino wins the state and federal approvals it needs, it would compete for gamblers with Pottawatomie's Gaming Hall in Milwaukee. But Pottawatomie Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says his tribe is less concerned about competition and more concerned about why the current dog track owner is considering selling the track. The Dairyland owners have filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of tribal gaming in the state.
If they win their lawsuit, in essence, ends Indian gaming and kills their $40.5 million deal. How does that make sense?
Roy Berger of Dairyland Greyhound says he can't ignore the Menominee because they have an option to buy the track.
So we have to do all we can to protect our interests right now. We do believe that Native American gaming is unconstitutional, and all we want to do is the state to really step back up and say, let's try to get this right.
The deal will likely not be closed on selling the track until after the state's high court rules on the lawsuit. That's expected to happen this spring. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.